Here in the West, the federal government is stepping in to try and solve the water crisis on the Colorado River. The Department of Interior released two different plans yesterday that would protect the country's largest reservoirs, but both would require significant sacrifice from states that rely on the river. Deputy Interior Secretary Tommy Beaudreau made the announcement at Lake Mead in front of the Hoover Dam.
We're in the third decade of a historic drought that has caused conditions that the people who built this system would not have imagined.
Here in Now's Peter O'Dowd has been following the story from Phoenix, and he joins me now. Hey, Peter.
Hey, Deepa.
So, historic drought we just heard there, but for those of us in the West, we've had a very wet and snowy winter. Mm. Can you just remind us how big the water problem is on the Colorado River?
It has been a huge year. A snowpack in the Rockies, it's already at more than 150% of normal, so it's huge. Yeah. But let me put it this way. The river is so overallocated, and the drought is so bad that if every single faucet in Phoenix here, in Tucson, in Las Vegas, if it was turned off magically for the year, we still wouldn't be close to saving enough water. The reservoirs, they're a quarter full. There's a real danger that the river is going to stop flowing past the dams at Lake Powell and Lake Mead. It would be a catastrophe. So, yes, a good winter is great, but hydrologists are clear that we're going to need a lot more than that to solve this problem.
Okay. So the federal government then is stepping in to try and solve the problem because states can't seem to do it among themselves. Now, what's in the Interior Department's plan?
They've really got two ideas, and one would empower the government to make drastic cuts along a priority system. And what that means, essentially, is that the users on the river with the longest standing water rights, they would be the last to lose their water. In other words, what we're really talking about here is California, because the irrigation districts that supply all these farms in Southern California, they use by far the most river water in the entire system. They're pretty much on top of the mountain, on top of that priority system. So under the plan, though, Arizona would really suffer because according to the law of the river, the priority system, cities like Phoenix and Tucson and even some tribes would lose every last drop of their river water before those California farmers lose any. And that's why there's a second plan. It would spread those cuts out evenly among the states so that everybody shares more equitably in the pain. And that's really never been done before.
I mean, I bet California's opposed to that one. But the first plan, the priority plan, seems like, you know, states like Arizona, you know, I can't imagine supplies being cut off to cities like Phoenix and Tucson.
Someone who lives there? Neither can I. But I think that is the fundamental question, because the seven states that used the river, they knew this was coming. As you said, they cannot come to an agreement on what to do. This is why, essentially. California water officials have told me that they want very much to preserve their priority on the river. They've enjoyed it for decades. But Arizona officials say this problem is so big that you can't expect us to shoulder all of the burden. Sarah Porter is a water policy expert at Arizona State University, and she told me this is a big deal that Interior is even considering the second option of spreading the cuts out.
It's a big signal that the Secretary of Interior would consider taking cuts outside of priority, and it's an important signal.
It's never happened before?
Right. It hasn't happened in the Colorado. It really shows a kind of seriousness.
So maybe a hint there that Phoenix and Tucson would not get cut off completely. But either way, it's going to hurt, and there's a real risk for drawn-out lawsuits with both plans.
Do you think the proposal from the federal government gets us any closer to solving the problem, Peter?
Maybe. There is a feeling, I think, that these two different options offer a model for the states to work this out among themselves that they could use in their negotiations. You've also got this good snowpack, which we mentioned. Maybe that gives us a little bit of breathing room for a few months with these negotiations. And then the government is also, it's in the process right now of spending billions of dollars to farmers, tribes, cities that would compensate them for using less water. So, you know, maybe all of that helps while we're trying to work out a longer term deal.
And when will we know which plan the government is picking?
There's going to be a public comment period for 45 days. People will have lots of opinions, I'm sure. And then Interior wants this done and settled by August so that it can use whatever plan there is to manage the water next year.
Here in Now's Peter O'Dowd. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.